This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, I caught up with Caroline Jackman and, you know, we all dream, don't we, of having our own business or being our own boss and getting to do what we love to do all day and every day. Now, I asked Caroline yesterday, Caroline Jackman, how this craft workshop, this startup workshop that takes place next week at the Fitzwilliam Museum, how it's going to help us move a little bit closer if we were to attend and make our dream come true.
So we have a career startup workshop run by the Crafts Council on Tuesday the 16th at the Fitzwilliam to support any maker that is either aspiring to start a career or returning from a long break or started a business but needs some advice and toolkits of how to make more money or be more adept at promoting themselves. So this particular workshop is one afternoon and it is a one-stop shop full of advice and toolkits on finance and pricing tips, on marketing and branding and social media tips, as well as administration, the things that we're not so keen about, but we do need, and how to prepare and how to start up, and more essentially, where to start.
Yeah, so that's exactly right, isn't it? Where to start, having a business plan, and that's quite the most important part, isn't it, having a business plan, is that right?
It is, though a business plan, I would say, is something that is ever-changing, because you have to be really aware of not only your aspirations, but also how the market sector is affected, what is trending potentially, as well as changes in other organisations that are there to either promote or represent you. So business plans do change, but it's always advisable to come up with ideas and having the immediate, the short, medium term and long term plan.
Right. So if we just take a step back, and as you very importantly said, it's not only people that are new to wanting to start their own business, that people are returning as well from a business or the same business. What would you say to them that they are really passionate about something, but they need to start somewhere? This course or this workshop offers quite an important start.
It does. It does. It's not only advice that we give as the Crafts Council, but also we bring along experienced makers that are in the industry and working successfully in the craft sector and giving you that first-hand advice to anybody. And it's very relevant and very up-to-date advice that you need to go away with a set of action points that you can work on over the next few months.
And the day is planned. You've got, as you say, a registration, tea coffee at 12:30. 12:45 is a welcoming introductions. And then you as the talent development manager, that's the Craft Council, Caroline Jackman, you'll be presenting at 1:10. Yes. And then you've got a break. And then 2:20, you've got Lee Borthwick.
Yes, she has a very successful business and she does two different strands. One is quite product design based and the other strand is more gallery specific with installations and outdoors work. So
what do you mean by gallery specific, Caroline? Can you explain that, please?
So with galleries, the galleries don't just sell sort of gift type products. They sell bigger pieces and I suppose people will be more familiar with paintings or original prints or sculptures.
Right.
But the craft market is really growing in the gallery sector.
Okay.
And people are making big wall pieces, whether it's wall hangings. In particular with Lee, she does wood and mirror work and creates these large-scale wall pieces or installation, and when I refer to installation, it means a piece that doesn't necessarily need to be up against a wall. It can be incorporated within a space or in a room.
And what about, it doesn't matter if it's a very small craft or it's a very big craft, it's a craft, isn't it, which is very, very important to get across, that if you have an idea, it's worth coming along, isn't it? Or even if you, is it really for beginners as well as the experienced?
It is mostly for beginners, because we will cover the full remit of setting up a business. But as you said earlier, with those returning to or the craft sector or to making, or those that maybe have made all their lives but never really earned money out of it.
That's a good point, isn't it, Caroline? That's a really good point, because it's literally sometimes sitting in front of you, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we're always busy with our hands and really passionate about what we do, whether we're sort of knitting away or we're drawing or we're carving, and really want to actually think, I can make money out of this. I really want to give back to people, and people enjoy what I make as well. And there definitely has been this resurgence in people wanting to invest in the handmade, not these just throwaway machine-made items.
You're definitely right. There has been a total renaissance in craft, and we have lots of TV personalities. Allsop, is it Katie Allsop who... Kirsty Allsop, isn't it, who started a programme a couple of years ago. But it used to be in the 80s and the 70s that you could do that. But you're right, it's a fantastic thing to be able to do something that you absolutely love, and if you can make a business out of it. But you also, you said earlier about teaching how to make a business plan, how to also be very savvy on social media, because that is key now. And that's very different from years ago, isn't it?
Absolutely. And whereas years ago that you would have to pay for advertising within magazines or try and negotiate space within a newspaper or a magazine, now we have this wonderful platform of social media, which is all free content and free advertising. But being free, it's highly competitive, and so we can offer advice and tips on how to stand out from the crowd and start to build up your brand and build up followers, and which therefore can lead to people purchasing your work.
Now, Caroline, this can also put off people, can't it? Because they're so involved in their passion that sometimes that's another piece of work to do. But it's really, really important. And I read somewhere that it's really important to have mentors or buddies, business buddies.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, through the whole of the Crafts Council talent development programmes, we do offer the sort of buddying up or mentoring schemes. But with these bite-sized workshops, and also another offer that we have, which is one-to-one advice sessions with us, it's a great way to talk about your ideas and talk especially with fellow makers about the sector, your ideas, how you might be stuck on a particular challenge, and just meeting other people who are either in the same boat or have experience and can advise you. That's worth its weight in gold.
It really is, isn't it? As, you know, you've got something, you want to be able to talk about it, and also not be frightened of talking about your own idea. You're worried sometimes that somebody's going to nick, I can't think of another word actually, nick your idea. That sometimes frightens people, doesn't it?
It does, and I think that just be bold and not worry about so much of whether people are stealing our ideas, unless something is truly unique. And then in that case, we will be talking about this in the session next week, and it's how to protect your business and the certain things that you can put in place that will protect your business, as well as that sort of potential longer term advice that you might need to seek.
Sounds absolutely amazing, and I wish I could go. It's on Tuesday the 16th of January at the Fitzwilliam Museum. Great venue, I have to say, Caroline, to have this. What a wonderful surrounding. And you will be heading it up next Tuesday.
Yes, that's right. And tickets are still on sale. They're just £40. That you get three speakers, obviously everything I've talked about, and a set of action points. So it's really worth the investment. And you can book that through the Crafts Council website, which is craftscouncil.org.uk, and go to our What's On, or through our Eventbrite page. We're also listed there.
Thank you, Caroline Jackman, very much indeed for talking with us here at Cambridge 105 Radio. Oh, that was great to hear Caroline talking there. All workshops, I think, are very interesting, and especially if you want to start your own business, and learning from the people that have been through it and the ups and downs is absolutely invaluable. And you never know, you might just make something and you might make a business and it might be profitable.